Bhagwan again reminds us that work we must, but how to work, and what is the difference between the ignorant person and the wise person, that is told in the next verse. Verse number 25. Sakta karmanya vidvam saha. Yatha kurvanti bharata. Kuryad vidvam tatha saktah. Chikir shur loka sangraham. So sakta. Sakta means attached. Karmani. Karmani means in karmas. Avidvamsaha. Vidvam is wise. Avidvam is unwise. So avidvamsaha. Unwise people. How they work. Sakta attached to karma. Yatha kurvanti. Yatha. That's how they work. O Bharata. O Arjuna. Just as the unwise people work. Attached to karma, in the same way, kuryat, kuryat means he should, this is the imperative mode, kuryat, he should work, who? Vidvam, the wise person should also work, tatha, in the same way, but asakta. So one is sakta, one is attached, one is asakta. In fact, in Sanskrit, it's so interesting. Asakta means unattached. Asakta means attached. So just a, when it becomes a, it changes the meaning. So here he says sakta and asakta. So just as an ignorant person works attached to things, wise person should work unattached. And how? Chikirshu. Chikirshu means desiring, wanting, loka sangraham. Loka sangraha means the welfare of all beings, and to bring all the beings up with him, that is called loka sangraha. So just as an ignorant person works attached to actions, wise people should work unattached to actions for the benefit of society. So the word Bharata, I was reading Swami Bodhatmananda ji's commentary, I was listening to it, and he has broken this Bharata very beautifully. Arjuna's name was Bharata. Bha means knowledge, means light, wisdom, knowledge. Rata means one who revels in knowledge. So Arjuna is called Bharata because he reveled in knowledge. He was enjoying this knowledge that Bhagavan was giving him. That's why our country is called Bharat. Why? Because, of course, Hindustan and India were name given later on, but Bharata is the original name, Sanskrit name. Why? Because all the world's religions, not all, but so many of the world religions originated. The Hinduism, Sikhism, Buddhism, Jainism, all originated in India. They spread throughout the world, Buddhism. Not only that, even Zoroastrianism, the Parsis, even though it was born in Iran, but it was totally finished in Iran. About 200 of them came and took refuge in Gujarat, and that's from where. So the point is that India is the home to so many great religions. That's why it is called Bharata. So that's why whenever we are reveling in knowledge, when we are discussing and studying this knowledge, we are also Bharata. We are reveling in knowledge. So we are also in India. Even if we are sitting in Bakersfield, if I am studying this knowledge, I am in Bharat. So Bharata is a very beautiful name for Arjuna. So he says, Bhagwan says, the ignorant, and Gurudev in his commentary also says that the ignorant will get up at 4 o'clock in the morning and work. Why? Because he is awake, but in somewhere else it is daylight. It is nighttime here, 4 a.m. But already the day has started on the East Coast, or in India it's already 5 p.m. So he will start his business, he will start his emails, he will start working in the morning to catch the, you know, the what do you call, the business, and to get hold of it. And then throughout the day, he is working morning to night just to acquire money, to become more powerful. How can I expand my business? How can I take over the other business? And how can I make a monopoly? And how? So similarly, a wise person also gets up at 4 o'clock in the morning, but not to check his email, but to meditate. As we said, Bhagwan himself provides an example. So get up in the morning and meditate, maybe read something good, you know, study something good, and do not open your phone as the first thing, because we are tempted to do that. So the first thing when you wake up, you should not turn on your phone, and the last thing, you should not turn off your phone, because this blue light is very harmful and it stimulates your brain. And people say, I have trouble sleeping. Why? Because they are spending so much time on the phone. And before you sleep, they always say, read for half an hour and 1 hour, and not Kindle. Read a book. Pick up a paper book and read, because reading this Kindle is the same thing. It is stimulating your eyes and stimulating your brain, and you have trouble sleeping. So the wise people equally get up in the morning, they work, they meditate, then their job is, then they study, they teach, and they spread this. So they work as hard as the ignorant. Gurudev used to work more than 20 hours a day. He slept only 3 or 4 hours at night, and constantly he was traveling and working. His day was not any less busy than a busy executive or a businessman's day. But he never worked for himself. He never acquired anything. His goal was to serve. So that is the difference between an ignorant and a wise person. And then Gurudev also says that an ignorant person is attached. You know, what can I get out of it? And then in the process of I, he acquires more and more, and he just wants acquiring more and more and more. But a wise person is not attached, but his goal is not for me, but for others. So from ego, from one, from me and my family, the more I expand, okay, from my family to my extended family, then my community, then my nation. So as you expand your goal of working, your ego becomes less and less. So Gurudev says, detach from the lower and attach your mind and intellect to the higher. So that is spirituality in two words, detach and attach. Once, in fact, somebody one time in the elevator asked him, Gurudev, can you tell us spirituality? He said two words, detach and attach. Detach from the lower, attach to the higher. And that is, so the more we expand, the more we become. And that's what he wants to tell Arjuna, that you are an example, and your goal is not just my own welfare or my kingdom, but you are an example to the whole of India and to the everybody. That's why Bharata also means you are representing the entire India, from Himalayas to Kanyakumari. So if you do the right thing, the whole country will be inspired. If you do the wrong thing, the whole country will be. I heard a good example recently. So like it says that mother is cooking and son is very hungry. Mom, I want to eat, I want. She said, wait 15 minutes, the rice and the vegetables will be ready. And she doesn't want him to eat some snack because he will spoil his lunch and he'll spoil his dinner. So in the meantime, dad comes. So she tells dad, why don't you sit and play with him? You know, he's crying, I'm hungry. So dad and son start playing. Now, after 15 minutes, dinner is ready. So she said, dinner is ready. Dad is ready to come, because he was not playing, you know, to win. He was just playing to keep the son occupied. But the son by now is winning in the game. He says, no, dad, we have to finish the game. So that is the difference. One who is playing for his personal winning, and another one is playing for him, just to keep him entertained. And when it's time to leave, he readily drops the game. But the son does not. Of course, then dad has other things he's attached to that the son is not. So the point is that the wise person is ready to drop everything, including this world, including this life, when I have to drop, because my goal is higher and I am that consciousness. I am not this body. So when it comes time to drop my body, I should cheerfully drop it, because that is not me. It is just a piece of cloth I have worn. So with that attitude, that is how. So then the question comes, I am not realized. I am not like Gurudev or Shankaracharya or Buddha, and I am not totally ignorant, because unfortunately or fortunately, I have read the Gita. So now I am confused. I am not like Gurudev, I am not like Shankaracharya. But I am not, at least those people were having fun and they were enjoying, and I used to enjoy too. Now when I go to parties, or now when I pick up a drink, or now I feel I am wasting my time. Better I should not have studied Bhagavad Gita, because at least I was happy there. So what should I do? Because I am in between. Neither I am realized nor I am ignorant. So the teacher tells us that you have got this knowledge, you are very blessed that the Lord Himself has written His words. We have a teacher like Gurudev telling us. So slowly start applying this knowledge, and it will happen. See, as the more and more you study this knowledge, you apply this knowledge, slowly it will change your behavior. Things that used to bother you won't bother you anymore. Your mind, which used to be disturbed, will be much calmer. Your understanding will become clear. So don't get frustrated, don't get impatient. Just keep on working, and slowly your vasanas will reduce and you will work. But we have to do it with all our effort. With the body, I have to serve Him. With the mind, I love. And with the intellect, I get this right knowledge. So this is the essence of these three verses, that Lord Krishna Himself is an example, and we should work without attachment. So that is the essence of these three verses. We have a few minutes. If there's any questions or comments.
We'll make a comment.
Sure.
Attachment. You know, it's Lord is probably doing it without any attachment, right? And because Lord has, He knows all. He's named.
Right.
He knows everything, right? And I was reading a story. I don't know if it was in this class or somewhere else, but it was about a king who was, I think probably you told that story, king who didn't know he was a king.
Right.
And he was a beggar, and he used to beg, and if somebody would not give him money, he would be cursing the person. But then he was discovered as a king, he went down to become a king, and then one day he came back in disguise as a beggar, and he was begging, but Someone didn't give him money, he didn't get disturbed, you know.
Yes.
So my understanding from it, and from my experience, right, and it may be a wrong inference, right, I could be the wrong type of student here. If I look at the child, right, when they play with the toys, when they grow up, they get attached to the toy. Same way with us. When we have experienced something, we get detached with that. Even in your story, when your kid and the father is playing, the father is not attached because father has grown out of it, right? But the kid is still at the age. So to some extent, detachment is a function of what you have experienced.
True.
That's, I don't know where I'm going with that, but that is what I'm thinking is that detachment is also a function of, And I get your point that, you know, you're detaching from the lower to, and you're trying to attach to Atman, you know, God. But detachment is also a function of what you have experienced.
Yes, no, absolutely. Detachment can happen in different ways. One is you yourself experience, and you realize that, oh, I did this, and I didn't get the joy, and then I got suffering, I got problems. So that is one type of student who learns from his own experience. The second type of student does not need to go through all the experiences. He sees the examples of these Mahatmas, and he reads the scriptures, and he detaches without having to go through all those experiences. So that is the second type. The third type of student, even his own experience or reading, he still doesn't learn. So that is the third type of student the question is, do you want to go through all the suffering yourself and detach, or you, with the right knowledge, you can detach? So there are two ways to detach. One is through experience, Yes, but another one is somebody like Shankaracharya ji, by age 8 or 9, he was already teaching and doing commentaries. Why? Because he had in his previous life probably studied. He was an avatar of Lord Shankara. Or Raman Maharishi, by age, you know, when he was a teenager, he went into samadhi and all that. So it can be from knowledge or it can be from experience. But yeah, the idea is to detach. Detach does not mean we don't love. Detach means I don't depend on that object or person for my happiness. But your point is absolutely valid, yes. Through knowledge or through experience, we can detach.
And the detachment I'm talking about is probably not detachment really, actually, because it's probably you're detaching it from, when I got my first car, it was a small car and I was still happy, right? But then once you grow out of it, you're detaching with that car, but you're attaching yourself to the bigger car because you're going for the bigger car, right? So it's not really, I think, as I'm thinking here loudly, detachment that I'm talking about is not really a detachment, right? Even a kid, when they grow out of some
bicycle, they attach
to a bigger car, right?
Right.
It's a cycle that keeps repeating, maybe in a different shape. Right. So it's not really a detachment, maybe.
Right. But here when they talk about detachment means detach from the ego and attach to the higher. It means I'm working for the benefit of the nation or for the benefit of mankind or I'm working for God, I'm God's servant. So the higher you attach to, the higher your thinking becomes. So attaching to the higher means becoming one with the Lord. So that is the highest goal. But while I am working in the world, I still have to work as his servant. That's what Hanumanji said. At the body level, I am your servant. At the level of jiva, at the level of mind and intellect, I am a part of you. But at the level of Atman, consciousness, you and I are one. That's what he tells Ramchandraji. So at the level of body, as I am working, I work as his servant. But inside, I know that I am that consciousness. And the more you study this knowledge, the more you meditate, the more you reduce your ego and separateness and see myself in all, more and more you get identified with Om, with that consciousness. And ultimately, in a case of a realized master, there is no difference. That's what Shankaracharya ji told us, that Aham Brahmasmi, and the Upanishads tell us that I am Brahman. When it says I am Brahman, it does not mean I, that little individuality, this body. I am not Brahman, but this consciousness in me is Brahman, and that is my true nature. So that understanding can only come through repeated understanding, repeated practice, and repeated contemplation and meditation, and repeated listening to the scriptures. So you attach to the idea that I am Brahman, and ultimately that idea takes over. Just as right now I think I am this human being and my name is Anil or Kamal or Arun or this and that, from that your idea becomes I am Brahman, but while I'm functioning I'm still Anil. I cannot walk around saying I am Brahman. No, I do whatever my duties are, but inside I know that I am that. And ultimately, once you understand that, then you go beyond the body. Then nothing of what happens to the body is happening to me. If the body is healthy or unhealthy, it's not me. If the mind is happy or unhappy, it's not me. If the intellect is confused, it's not me. I am not this body, mind and intellect, but I am the eternal Atma. And I am here for a specific purpose. And when my time is come, I happily leave. So that is the understanding of the wise person.
How do you, like when you're, so I'm an engineer.
Yes.
So how do you keep, at some point it's, you're motivated to do better, to, make bonuses or make
yes.
Targets.
Yes.
It's not, how do you, motivate yourself, but it doesn't, but it seems like it's for a selfish reason, not really to benefit people.
No, that's a very, very good question. Thank you for asking. So when I'm working as the engineer, I have to be the best engineer in the company. I have to do my best. I have to work hard. I have to study. I have to be very successful. And definitely, there is a bonus, I must get it. I must get my promotion, become a manager, become a CEO. But while I am working, two or three things. One is I should work honestly and sincerely. Whatever the company pays me, I should fulfill my duties to the best of my ability. I should not try to backbite or cut somebody else's throat, step over somebody else's. Work hard and be successful. But when I am successful, two things happen. First of all, I should not forget that the Lord is behind me, who has given me all the abilities to study engineering, to work. So always have an attitude of gratitude to the Lord. Secondly, the more successful I become and I have a bonus, and if I get a large bonus at the end of the year, part of it I donate. Okay, the Lord has given me this and it is because of Him I have become successful. See, I got $25,000 bonus at the end of the year. Okay, part of it I go and give it to some good cause. So, and as I become more successful, I'll become an example to others how a good engineer should work. So you work hard and you have to be successful. Bhagavan Krishna is not telling us to be a failure. He told Arjuna, you are a great warrior, you have to work, but you have to work for the benefit of society. And ultimately, whatever I am doing, wherever I am, department I am, I should think that I am working as God's servant. And whatever ability has been given to me has been given, and work hard and be very successful. Be the top engineer in the company. Be the CEO. There is nothing wrong with that. But don't forget who gave you that. First of all, my God, and secondly, my parents who gave me birth and gave me education. So constantly remember them and then do your best, but share a percentage of whatever you have made for the benefit of society. And then keep on working. Detached does not mean you don't work, but ultimately you work for the higher. And instead of working for what is good for me, I should think what is good for the company. See, that also you are expanding here. Just if I'm working for how I can become, no, how can Chevron do better, or how can Mobil do better, or wherever you are working. And then slowly, what is good for the whole country and what is good. So, but keeping the ideas of the Bhagavad Gita behind, that I have to work honestly and work for. And then ultimately, once I have become successful, then my goal should be spiritual growth. So as I am working, spend some time every day in reading the Bhagavad Gita, spend some time in meditation, spend some time in contemplation of what I have read, so that I am growing spiritually. So I should not only grow materially, but also I should grow spiritually. I hope that answers your question.
And also, I think if you work hard and without likes and dislikes, you make your mind more pure.
Right.
And then that mind, if the work will make it ready for the knowledge, higher knowledge.
Yes.
Another.
Yeah. So working without likes and dislikes, then I reduce my vasanas and purify the mind. Only a pure mind can contemplate on the Lord that has minimum of vasanas, minimum of selfish tendency. Thank you very much. The time is up. I just wanted to make two announcements. Next Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, Swami Swarupananda Ji will be here. He's the worldwide head of Chinmaya Mission. We are very fortunate to have him here. Even out of 270 centers, he has chosen to come to us for 3 days. And it's a very, very beautiful topic, Storm to Perform. Very practical. This is exactly what you are asking. That will be answered. How to perform our duties. It will be from 7 to 8:30. So next Wednesday, we won't have Gita class. Swamiji will be here. And next Thursday, we won't have meditation. Tomorrow, we will have meditation class at 6:30. But next week, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Swamiji will be here, 7 to 8:30. He will be talking on Storm to Perform. And on the 27th Friday, it is Guru Purnima, where we offer our homage to the Guru, because of whom we have all this knowledge. So we will be doing Paduka Puja at 6 p.m. If you wish to sponsor, be one of the sponsors for this Paduka Puja. It is an honor to do that, to offer our humble salutations to the Guru. Please contact Neeru and she will give you more details. So next week we will have Swamiji. We'll meet each other in 2 weeks. Thank you, Hari. Yeah, bring friends for Swamiji's talk, because in the summer a lot of people leave.
Right.
In the summer it's hard to accumulate. Right. Yeah, even youngsters, youth.
Wherever you're working, bring some people.
Yeah, even non-Indians, they will enjoy that. It's a very, very beautiful topic from your work, from your business. And Swamiji's English is very good, you know, so it will be, he's easy to understand even for non-Indians. So thank you very much. Om Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha, Sarve Santu Niramayaha, Sarve Bhadrani Pashyantu, Ma Kashchit Dukha Bhag Bhavet. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Harihi Om Shri Guru Hari Om.